Uh-oh.
This is the worst.
What's wrong?
Did someone steal your rainbow?
Somebody stole my patience.
No! That was a disaster.
Vibes are on.
It's Monday Motivation with Hannah B.
Good morning, everyone, and happy Monday. This is Hannah B. with the Monday Morning Motivation Podcast. I hope everyone is feeling nothing but positive vibes on this beautiful Monday morning. This week, I have three amazing ladies joining me, Julie, Jeannie, Karen, with A Cozy Boutique. Ladies, thank you so much for joining me. I am so excited to have you be a part of Monday Motivation with Hannah B.
Oh, we're excited to be here. Thank you for having us. Yeah.
Oh, you are so welcome. I think it's amazing what you all are doing as sisters, and I just think it's so motivating and inspiring because you all have full-time jobs, but you do this for a small business on the side. So props to you. But Julie, I'm going to start with you. Can you give me some background information on what exactly A Cozy is, and what does A Cozy stand for? I know it has a special meaning to it.
Yep, you got it. So we'll start with the A Cozy. It stands for one of each of our children. So our sister Kim couldn't join us today, but she's part of this whole gang as well. But the A Cozy stands for A is for Abby, which is Jeannie's daughter. The CO is for my daughter, Chloe, and we call her Coco. And then the Z is, it used to have a 2 on it. We had to take the 2 off as we rebranded just to make things easier. But it stands for Zach, which is Karen's son, and Zoe, which is Kim's daughter. So it's one of each of our children.
I absolutely love that. I think it's important to have a special meaning to it, especially. And I remember when my sister Alyssa told me, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's what it stands for.
Yep.
So
yep.
Super cute. Yep. Now, can you just give me some background information? What motivated you ladies to open up this boutique?
Well, it was something, this is Julie. So it is something that I had thought about for quite a while. And I had watched other groups. And in addition, I don't know how this has happened, but somewhere along the way, when my sisters need to go shopping or some of my friends need to go shopping, they end up taking me to help them pick out. So, and then we also come from a mother that was very much about clothing. I mean, we watched her whole life. She really cared about her clothing. So I think it's something that we just naturally have anyway. But one day I had thought about it for a while, so I just picked up the phone and started calling my sisters. I was in the grocery store parking lot, called Kim. She goes, yep, no idea what I'm going to do, but I'm in. And then I called Karen. She goes, yep, I have no idea what I'll do, but I'm in. And then I called Jeannie, knowing Jeannie probably had the less time availability out of all of us. But there was no way I was going to not do this with Jeannie. And so actually since then, Jeannie has retired.
Yeah.
So she does now have a little more time on her hands.
Yes.
But that was really where I just said, we can figure this out. And what I found interesting about it is none of them knew their part, but I already had their part figured out. And it's interesting because we've all taken on the whole business, but where I saw them fitting in the beginning is where there was big gaps, they were helping fill those voids that I was like, I don't know what to do. So, there was just no way I would do it without them. And then we started my house.
When we sat on Christmas Day before our big family gathering, we had the four of us pulled aside, and Julie, we reiterated the idea and talked about it, and then somehow it just took off from there.
I think that's so awesome. And I think that I know for a fact that when I was in the boutique, you all were like my hype ladies. Oh my gosh, that's so cute on you. You totally have to get it. Ooh, try it with these shorts. Ooh, try it with these pants. And I'm telling you, the jeans that I have from there, those are the only jeans that I wear because they're so comfortable. And it's always so hard for me to find jeans that I like. But I'm planning on ordering some more. So I think it's great that, you know, that you're able to do this as a family. And it's also probably good bonding time because you're probably busy with, you know, working full time, but it's probably fun to you. You enjoy doing it. I know if I had something like that with my sister, I mean, Alyssa and I, of course we do bicker sometimes, but I think that we would be able to, it. And it's a sibling thing, but Karen, go ahead.
This is that job that when you're working your day to day, which can sometimes be a grind, even if you love your job, this is that other job that you look forward to doing. It's a job you get to pick solely because you want to do it, not because you have to do it.
You have to do it.
So that was one of the super fun parts about all of this. You're surrounded by clothing. We're in this beautiful little building.
Oh,
we're making our own decisions.
It is absolutely
a dream job
adorable.
In that regard.
I love the little building, and I'm going to get into that in just a little bit. But Karen, how did you ladies manage to stay motivated during the pandemic? Were you affected by it at all, or were you smooth sailing throughout the entire pandemic?
Okay, so actually, when the lockdown started, this became our saving grace.
Right.
I mean, this is where we could come and be and still conduct business and still feel like life was going on. But we spent a lot of time here when schools were shut down and people weren't going to work. The business stayed really nice and consistent through all of last year.
That's
and
awesome.
I think part of that was because people were home,
right.
So they didn't know what to do
online.
Exactly.
Yeah, online shopping. For sure. Now we have noticed some slowdown, and I think it's just a couple of things. I think there's quite a bit of competition now with boutiques. You see so many popping up all over the place. Plus, I think people just got to the point where, well, I'm not going anywhere yet, so I'm buying clothes. I think we're starting to see that trend hopefully turn around a little bit. But for the most part, we've managed really well. Mm-hmm. And again, like I said, I don't know where we would be, especially Julie and I, because we're here local,
right?
More
right.
local. And we spent just a lot
right.
of time
right.
here during the pandemic.
Yeah. So we really just kind of nurtured the business along the way.
Yeah.
And it, yeah.
And I think that it's definitely great that you ladies had that for you during the pandemic. Cause I know for me, you know, I didn't really have much going on. I think a lot of people, you know, they were working from home and it was so different not being able to go to the mall. But the great thing about Acozy is, you know, it's, you guys have an online website, you have your Facebook page. I know my sister is always, she's like, oh my gosh, look what I got from Acozy. Look what I got. And I'm like, do you have the whole entire store? She's like, just about. So I think that it's honestly great that, you know, you were able to make it through the pandemic. Cause I know there are a lot of small businesses, you know, that unfortunately did close down, but I think, you know, you have so much to look forward to and you have such a successful small business. And, Jeannie, can you tell me a little bit about the boutique that you have? The little store that's by your, I think it's by your parents' house, right? It's right next to your parents'
house. So it was owned by our parents, and it was once upon a time a little one bedroom rental house. And originally, they purchased it from a neighbor lady named Annie Norick. And we have a lot of very fond memories of Annie, where we would come over and probably get little treats and visit with her. So at one point in time, Mom and Dad decided that it was too much for them to maintain. And so we agreed we would buy it from them. And at that point, our hubbies renovated the whole place. And we tore out ceilings and found this beautiful original ceiling and floors and really worked to restore it back to probably even more beautiful than it was when it was built. But one of the best parts of it is our parents do live next door. Their porch faces the boutique, and lots of joy of just watching it happen over here, watching cars pull in and out. My dad today will still say, so ladies come in there and they buy stuff. Yeah, Dad, they come in and they shop, and you have a lot of clothes over there. Yes. And then I tried to explain online to him, but that's, I think for all of us, we would all agree, we would never leave this place because of the connection back to our parents.
Yeah.
And how special that is.
Yeah. It's so almost been our gift, you know, to be able to be this close to our parents at this, you know, at this phase in their lives. And so this place has become, it's almost right. It's like home, as close as we can be to home. And, just a lot of meaning to this building.
Absolutely. And so. I know when I visited on Mother's Day weekend, I didn't know what to expect. I had no idea what it looked like. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so beautiful. And Alyssa's like, yeah, that's where Chloe's grandparents live. That's where Chloe lives. And it's just like a small little town and this beautiful shop. I mean, when I walked in, you all were so welcoming. Can we get you anything to drink? We have some snacks. We have this on sale. Yeah. We, you know, and it just, it was like a breath of fresh air. And there was a bunch of people in there. I mean, when we were leaving, there were people walking in. You guys were so busy the entire day, which was so great to see. And the little tent that you had outside with all the little trinkets and more adorable clothes. And I just absolutely love the setup. Now, how long have you ladies been open now?
So we started in March of 2017.
Okay, that's what it was.
Our first. Yeah. Okay. And there's a great story telling, Karen.
Well, my voice isn't very good. You can my voice is given out, but it was a great, great story about
so the business. We did kind of a test group. So we brought some of our friends in. We had a private Facebook page. We did all this thing private. And so we did our very first post and we were super excited and we got the shirt. We had it super, super excited and we sold zero.
Oh. And like, don't our friends understand you're supposed to help us test?
Right, right. Like, can you just please buy? Can you please just buy one?
I'll refund you. Yeah. You can learn how to refund too. But it was so funny because we have laughed, I don't know, over this course of the years, we have all quit about 10 times. And we're like, nope, you don't get a quit. Like, when you mess something up, not only do you not get a quit, you mostly get a promotion because you learn something hard. So we do it the opposite way here. I've been the president. Jeannie's been the president. Karen's been the president. We just keep bumping each other out. Yeah. So
that's the great thing.
Yeah, we have a different philosophy when it comes to mistakes.
But that's been one of the fun parts is, you know, we're small, so we can kind of give that personalized attention. But it's also a lot of figure out as we go, make mistakes, change. Adjust, adapt. It's a perfect size for that type of environment too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And when I was there, I saw this shirt that immediately caught my eye. I mean, I must've walked in there within like 30 seconds and I saw it and I'm like, oh my goodness, this is my place. And it's the BU t-shirt, B-E space Y-O-U shirt. And I just loved it because I turned it around and it said, it was like, you are loved. You are strong.
Says, here, I have it. Let me read it to you.
Yes, because I actually have it on, so I can't turn you around.
So it says, "You are loved, are worthy, are beautiful, are strong, are important, are powerful, are special, are enough. Be you."
And I just love that. Like, it gives me the chills. And when I saw that, I was like, Mom, I need to get this. This reminds me of my podcast because that's the message that I'm constantly sharing with others. You know, be you. You are the only person that is you. Like, love yourself for who you are, embrace yourself, and just be happy with who you are. And I can't even tell you how many times I've already worn that shirt because I think the message is so incredibly important. Are you still selling that shirt? Can people find it on your website or in the boutique or on the Facebook page? Are they still in stock?
Yep. We still have a few in stock. Yeah, we do. Julie's going to check it out here right now, but you definitely can go to our website.
Perfect.
And just search the words "be you." I think we have three of those in stock. And as always, we can restock whenever, you know, most items if we need to.
Perfect. Because I absolutely
I love the meaning. And every time I wear it, you know, I think of the people that are walking behind me, and it's just that little friendly reminder mm-hmm. of, you know, be you and just love yourself for who you are. But, where can everyone find you? Your Instagram, I know, is ACOZ Boutique VIP. I love your Instagram. You guys are killing it with the Instagram game. And then on Facebook, you are at ACOZ Boutique. What about your website?
We are ACOZ2.com.
.com. Perfect.
Or we're also ACOZ2boutique.com. So we always give out the ACOZ2.
Awesome.
.com. Very easy.
Awesome. And do you ladies have any specials coming up or anything else you'd like to share?
Oh, yes. We are just talking about on the 26th, which is Saturday, we are doing a midsummer sale. Ooh. It will be on our, on all items, but we will be advertising that on our Facebook page and our Facebook group. So we ask everyone to watch for that. It'll be great deals.
Absolutely. I will definitely be checking it out. I know my sister will be. I'm sure she's probably going to drive up there. I don't know. We are big fans of ACOZ. And I think, like I said, it's very motivating to see what you ladies are doing. Like I said, you're working full time and you're managing this successful small business. And like I always say, that shirt that I have always reminds me of your beautiful smiling faces and all the good that you're putting out in the world. So thank you again so much for taking the time out of your very busy schedules to be a part of Monday Motivation with Hannah B. I'm very grateful for you three ladies.
Well, thank you so much. This has been awesome. I mean, you're the sweetest little thing in the whole wide world. So you just made this, all three of us, very comfortable. It was great. Cannot wait to listen to this. And just, you know, thank you so much for even considering to include us on your podcast. It's pretty special to us.
Thank you, Hannah. You are so very welcome. As always, sending you nothing but positive vibes. Be sure to follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at HannahB_on air. And go like my Facebook page, Monday Motivation with Hannah B. Have a wonderful week.